listening to Susie Radio with myself, Christine. I'm talking to Marianne Harris today, who's assisting in producing Red Fest this year. Hello, Marianne, how are you doing?
Hi, Christina. I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good today, even though it's pouring with rain. But we're hoping for Redfest it's going to be sunny, because last year it was, wasn't it? On the Friday was a beautiful day.
I mean, it was mostly good last year. We were quite pleased. A little bit of rain, but it didn't seem to put anybody off. I saw plenty of people running around in the rain.
Yeah, and it's warm, so who cares? So tell me how you actually got involved with Redfest in the first place.
I'm a photographer by trade.
Yeah.
I got involved with Redfest a little bit by accident, but last year I stage manage the second stage, and I run all the press coordination for the event, do a lot of the social media and website updating, and run the street team and all sorts of things going on. So, yeah, well and truly involved now.
Okay, you are, aren't you? Well involved in it. Okay, and for people who don't know, I think this is a really good value concert as well, really good festival. Day tickets are only £36, and for the two-day weekend camping as well, £68, so that is really good. There's a shuttle bus as well to and from Redhill parking available. Now, I've already announced the Total Uproar stage, which you gave me stats for a while ago. We got the Blackout, Rat Attack, Lost Alone, etc. So that's good. Are you actually involved in choosing the bands as well, Marianne?
Well, I don't book the bands, but I do have quite a big say, I have to say, on that stage.
Oh, okay.
That stage, none of the others. So probably about half of those bands were bands that I recommended to the organiser to book. And I'm absolutely, completely stoked on the lineup on that stage.
Yeah, I think it's really good myself. I actually got to see Lost Alone a few months ago because they came to Dorking, believe it or not, just down the road, because they were supporting The Darkness.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I met the guys. That was a fantastic gig, I have to say. I was totally blown away by Lost Alone. I met the guys, and all those three are touring together at the moment, aren't they? So they're going to be really chummy by the time they get to Redfest.
Yeah.
So you had an input. Excellent stuff. So we're hoping for good
things. Yeah, lots of my favourite bands playing, actually. Lots of my favourite bands played last year as well, but definitely lots of my favourite bands playing this year as well.
Yeah, you're supporting Orpheus as well in Godstone.
They come along and they have a stand, a promotional stand, and they help us organise the volunteers for the event. And yeah, no, it's great. It's a really good little relationship going on.
That is good. Now, that's what we like to see, getting local charities involved, which is great.
Yeah,
as well.
Supporting some local people, definitely. That's what Redfest is all about, you know?
It is. And so, I mean, it started in 2007. You had Newton Faulkner. Now, I know we're going to announce now some of the bands that are going to be on the main stage. We can't actually tell people at the moment some of the headliners because there are other events. This is for obvious reasons. I don't know myself, so I'm very excited to find some of those. So we're going to let the cat out of the bag, though, for some of the other bands that are going to be at Redfest, so you can go for it now.
Yeah, this is really exciting. I really wish I could tell you the headliners, because I think people are going to be extremely pleased with the headliners we've got this year. But we're, like you said, we're a little bit tied up with some other festivals at the moment, so we can't make those announcements yet. But what I can tell you exclusively, Christina, is that we have got Hudson Taylor playing for us on the main stage at Redfest this year.
Okay.
Which is really exciting. We have got George Barnett. I wasn't aware of George Barnett until a couple of months ago when I was sent a link by the organiser to check out. An absolutely amazing young man who some of his videos on YouTube have hit the million mark. Particularly one I watched, I can't remember which song it was he covered, but it's a video of him playing all the instruments to this song.
Like, wow.
Absolutely amazing young man.
Yeah, so he's multi-talented. That's the thing about Redfest, and that's why I love it so much, is that we do get up-and-coming bands and people that you may not have heard of, and that's the beauty of festivals. You can wander around and you can be amazed because you see someone live and you think, wow, it's new, it's fresh, it's exciting.
Yeah, lots of that does happen at Redfest. You know, we put on some bands that perhaps people are not particularly familiar with, but then literally a year down the line, they're saying, we saw that band at Redfest, they were amazing, which is great.
It is.
We've also got, by popular demand, the Skints.
Oh, the Skints, yeah.
Lots of people have asked us for them to come back, so they're coming back.
Yeah, I've seen them live. They are amazing. They're a great festival band.
Yep, absolutely. We also have the return of the La Fontaine.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Went down very well last year they played, yep. We also have Jim Lockie and the Solemn Sun coming to play on the main stage. And we have a young lady by the name of Lauren Aquilina.
Lauren Aquilina, oh, that's a new one on me. She sounds interesting.
Actually, I have a confession to make. I need to check her out as well.
But that's all good, isn't it? That's what it's about.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we also have the last three bands that I can tell you that we so far have confirmed.
Yeah.
Lulu James, we have The Struts, and we have a band called Jaws. We've also got a really good rock band by the name of The First playing as well for us.
Okay, The First, yeah. The Struts, obviously, I'm well aware of. The First, no, I don't know that one. So I'm very excited to see all these bands.
Well, I'm going to ask you, are The Struts local?
No, not that I'm aware of. Not unless they've moved.
So I have to say to you as well, is a lot of these bands that I've told you about are in the lower to middling section of this lineup. So quite a lot of the higher up bands we still have to announce.
Yes, well, I shall reveal all when I'm able to the listeners. So it's quite nice, really. It's like a Pandora's box, this Red Fest. We've had the Uproar stage a little while ago, and then we've got these to whet people's appetite. And now people can just wait in anticipation for the main acts. So around April time, you think, we'll be able to announce those.
Possibly some of them before. I mean, as soon as we can announce, we will. But one in particular, we know we can't announce till April, one of the headliners. But then, of course, we've also got other announcements to come because we've got the introducing stage. Now, last year, you may remember this was the Boiler Room stage. The introducing stage is going to be a mixture of local bands, some acoustic acts, maybe some things that are a bit different that just don't fit on either of the other two stages.
Okay, well, it sounds just wonderful. I've got it in my diary and I'm really looking forward to it. And we'll keep in touch and I'll keep the listeners updated as and when as well.
Oh, no, that's brilliant. Thank you very much, Christina.
Thank you for your time.
No, it's been lovely to talk to you. Thank you very much.